So as I hinted earlier on, I have been out with men and I've been married and I have two children and I have been out with ladies, and thinking back, I think it's pretty even. Maybe more ladies after I was married and more boys, and I'll call them boys, before I was married. So yeah, I think so I've got quite a wide kind of aspect on it all. So I'll kind of try and share that with you. I know some of my family are going to be listening to this, and some of my friends and some of the people I've dated. So I will be kind. I won't be ruthless because that's not in my nature. I might be a little bit naughty and a little bit cheeky, but that's kind of par for the course anyway. So I will divide the sections into men and ladies. Okay. Maybe I'll start with the ladies, because it's summer and yeah, there's a lot of ladies wandering around in their skirts and shorts and so on, which is quite distracting. All of them, my eyes only drawn to ladies over 35, 40, because I have to watch my daughter's age group and her friends, so I don't look at them in that way whatsoever, I can assure you of that. And with my with my son's friends, they fair game? No, that's wrong as well. So yeah, I don't look at kind of men under, I guess, about 45, 50. So yeah, I'm not a pervert, so we can rest assured there. I actually told this story the other day. Most of my stories are true. In fact, all of them are true. But yeah, the names have been changed to protect the innocent, including myself. And I'm not including names, you may notice. So, but anyway, they're experiences, and they may have happened to me or my friends or a combination of the two. And I'll leave you to work that out. And that way, I can get away with far more. Anyway, yeah. So yes, it was me. I did some speed dating, and it's quite hilarious, really. And I think you've probably seen it. You've probably done it. You've seen it on TV or whatever. And you don't get very long with each person, and sometimes that's a blessing, and sometimes it's damn. You know, they've moved on. They're chatting to a lady down from you, they're getting on much better than they were with you, but you kind of like the look of them. You're having maybe a shallow moment and you just thought they were good looking. Anyway, so I went along to this hotel in, I can't remember what it was, anyway, not that far away, anyway, quite a nice hotel. They had canapés and drinks and so on. And the lady that organised it, I walked in and people were a little bit shy. You know, the alcohol hadn't started to flow yet. People weren't quite sure what they were doing, and they're sort of mingling or sort of standing near the door or standing in the wall or by the bar, whatever. So I sort of breezed in and saw the lady that had organised it, and she was rather lovely. And I was sort of chatting to her, and I thought, actually, yeah, I'd like to date you. You know, sod everybody else here, I'd just go home with you. Anyway, but she wasn't available, and she was, I know she's straight, although that's never stopped me in the past. I've actually been out with quite a few ladies, or had instances with ladies that are straight and married and have children, and they're straight, they keep telling me, even though they've, you know, just got off the bed or just been snogging me or whatever. Anyway, so yeah, there's plenty of that. And I thank one of my friends for introducing me to an article the other day in the Sunday Times. And in fact, I'm just leaning across and I found it. So it's quite a recent thing. And apparently, 26, 27% of women polled, I think the poll was over 3,000 women anyway, would actually go out with a woman and would sleep with a woman and certainly want to kiss a woman. And these are women mainly who have rather lovely friends, or who have been married or are a little bit bored, or quite often over kind of 45, 50, empty nest syndrome, that sort of stuff. And yeah, they're ready, they're going for it. They don't necessarily know how to start, so send them my way. I can help. I shouldn't say that because my daughter's bound to hear this anyway. Okay, no, I'll just say to her, no, I'm talking about somebody else right now. Anyway, so theoretically, yes, I'm sure they could be helped. Anyway, so I'm just going to pause it there.